It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The 44th annual Jazz Seminar and Concert will take place next week. WESA Jazz host Bob Studebaker recently spoke with Jerry Allen, director of the Jazz Studies Program at the University of Pittsburgh, about the event. They began their conversation discussing one of the city's greatest jazz legends.
I really would like to take a little bit of time to ask you about Mary Lou Williams, in my estimation, the most compelling of all the very interesting jazz artists who came out of Pittsburgh and made a difference in the evolution of American music. And I know you have had an interest in Mary's music for a long, long time.
Well, actually, as a student here under Dr. Nathan Davis, I started to really discover Mary Lou Williams's music and a sense of the breadth of all she has contributed. Started doing some research on her work. And
I should interject a quick explanation of Mary for listeners who aren't familiar with the name. She grew up in East Liberty. She was the little piano playing girl from East Liberty, hired by the city's elite, the society folks, to play at cotillions and teas and classical music for events. And during the same years, her stepfather took her to what were called in those days sporting houses, places of ill repute, really, where she was a stride and boogie-woogie pianist. And it was great. And they passed the hat, and it made a difference with the family's income. In the 1930s, she became a major force in the swing era of jazz as a composer and arranger and a great pianist. And by the end of the 30s, she was a mentor to young musicians like Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell, who were going to change jazz with the advent of bebop. The historians call her the mother of bebop. And her career is celebrated every year at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., at the annual Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival. She's an incredibly compelling figure and a really interesting aspect of the history of the city of Pittsburgh.
Yes, she is such a great inspiration on so many different levels. As you ask about her contribution spans so many different eras of music, as you mentioned. And also, if you think about toward the end of her career, she also played with Cecil Taylor, one of the major innovators of
avant-garde.
So that, if you look at the breadth of that, I mean, that's just, there's no one else really who we can point to who would have had that kind of legacy.
Yeah, there is no analog to my understanding.
Right.
She played in literally all of the eras of jazz. Never changed her style to meet trends, but changed her style when she felt it was necessary,
right.
And then people followed her.
That's right.
Didn't want to have this conversation be exclusively about Mary, her accomplishments, what she meant to other people, but we need to start focusing on the jazz seminar and concert coming up at Pitt.
I have to say, I could sit here and talk about Mary Lou Williams as well,
yeah.
For hours and hours. So we're really excited to announce our 44th annual Pitt Jazz Seminar and Concert.
You know, just the fact that it's the 44th is important and it may need a real quick explanation. The idea of a jazz program at a major university like Pitt was brand new when Dr. Davis was approached and took the position there. And what he created has been emulated at universities across the country now. I mean, everywhere. There's a jazz program everywhere now. And it used to be Joe Negri, the guitarist from Pittsburgh, has often talked about his early training and how he couldn't even study guitar in college. He had to take up bass for his musical education back in the 40s because there was nobody who was going to teach him jazz, and they wouldn't even teach guitar at Carnegie Mellon.
Well, speaking of Joe Negri, we're so very fortunate to have the team of people that Dr. Davis assembled.
And I'll mention that Dr. Kenny Powell, Greg Humphreys, Dr. James Johnson, Jeff Bagnone, with Joe on that panel, on the committee.
Certainly, what Nathan Davis created at the University of Pittsburgh is an unprecedented, just a wonderful opportunity for young people to continue to have a very potent environment to learn jazz. And we feel very privileged to have the opportunity to continue in this work. And we reach out to the community to continue to come and support the seminar. And we're also reaching out to the community to have the opportunity for our students to give back as well.
Pittsburgh historically has been an incubator of great jazz talent, not just Mary Lou Williams, but the only one who they call the father of jazz piano, Earl Father Hines, came from here. And the incredibly influential drummers Kenny Clarke and Art Blakey and Joe Harris, who's back in town, living in town, who is actually still with us, Ahmad Jamal, and it's a long list. Mm. Is there a sense of continuity with the jazz legacy that Pittsburgh has and just carrying it on in a different venue, in a different context.
This legacy, as you mentioned, is so very important. It's a foundational legacy in terms of the whole history of jazz. And I think it's really important to celebrate these great icons. That certainly is a big part of what Nathan Davis' legacy was as well, as to the idea of creating this opportunity to document these important moments in the history of the Pitt Jazz Seminar. But all of this is really connected and really related.
And it's a wonderful story. And the history of jazz is it's a wonderful microcosm of the history of America. You can learn American history by knowing the history of jazz.
Absolutely. That's right.
But we're digressing again. I want to get back to what's coming up with the seminar and the incredible lineup who will be performing at the concert. Each and every year, the Pitt concert is a who's who of jazz notables, young and legendary. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. This year, we are very excited to be inviting the trombonist Clifton Anderson, who for many years toured with the great Sonny Rollins. He's an important young trombonist on the scene. We're going to also have a drummer, Terry Lynn Carrington, to join us. And of course, Terry is the first woman to win a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Album. And that just happened this past year.
And I think I'll ask you to go right to the bassist now, because there's a first in Grammy Awards with Esperanza Spalding as well.
That's right. And we have Esperanza Spalding coming.
Esperanza Spalding was the first jazz performer ever to win the Grammy for Best New Artist just a couple of years ago. And let me just go ahead and add here and ask you to speak a little bit about this briefly. Terry Lynn Carrington, Esperanza Spalding, and you comprise a trio that tours the world. And tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have a trio called ACS, and the trio has been together for, I guess, about the last 3 years. It's been really great fun playing with these two great musicians, and we've done some touring overseas. We've done some performances in New York, specifically the Vanguard, and we were honored last year to join Wayne Shorter on his birthday tour, so we were traveling internationally, getting to hear Wayne Shorter every night, along with Joe Lovano, who was also there with Dave Douglas. So,
and Joe will be here for the
Joe
jazz
will be
concert.
Here as well. Yeah.
And let's go back to rounding out a little bit more of the lineup for the jazz concert, which again I can't stress enough is a real who's who of jazz performers.
Thank you. We mentioned Joe Lovano, who is one of the foremost saxophonists of our time, and he's going to be joining us as well. Tia Fuller, the alto saxophonist, wonderful alto saxophonist.
Pittsburgh fans will know her from appearing on a number of Sean Jones albums in the past.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Tia is a very, very important musician. She's also going to do a presentation on women in jazz. One of the seminars. So
are these open to the public?
Yes, many of them are. We have some that are taking place in the schools.
Okay.
So in terms of the public school day, that would not be
accessible to the general public. But the things that are accessible to the public, on Monday the 27th at 7 in the evening, I'll go through the evening presentations first, there is a symposium on the future of jazz performance and jazz education at the Afro-American Music Institute, 7131 Hamilton Avenue. At the Frick Fine Arts Auditorium on Tuesday the 28th at 7 p.m., this is great. Dr. Clark, president of the African American Jazz Preservation Society of Pittsburgh, presents the legacy of Pittsburgh's Black Musicians Union. That's Local 471, and that really is the heart of the Pittsburgh jazz legacy. That's at 7 p.m. Tuesday night at the Frick Fine Arts Auditorium. And then at 7 p.m. Wednesday night at the same place, Frick Fine Arts Auditorium, they're going to have a screening of the feature-length film documentary, The Girls in the Band, discussing racism and sexism in the 1930s and 40s and focusing on female musicians from the 30s right through today. Then Thursday night, the Belfield Hall on Pitt's campus has a Q&A session and a lecture on the business of music. Some daytime seminars that, again, these are open to the public at the O'Hara Student Center Ballroom on the campus of Pitt. At noon on Tuesday, there is a performance by the Pitt Jazz Ensemble. Walt Maddox, a member of the Marcells, will take the stage with the Pitt Ensemble. There's an interesting online masterclass that'll actually have participation at Berklee College of Music in Massachusetts, in Boston, and here at Pitt. with Terry Lynn Carrington conducting it. That's an online thing that anybody can log into. Thursday at the O'Hara Student Center Ballroom, there is a style analysis and history of selected vocalists going on. It's really an exceptionally busy week with a lot going on, much open to the public. Go to music.pitt.edu/jazz-sem to find out more. music.pitt.edu/jazz-sem, all under the direction of Jerry Allen, who was graciously talking about the Pitt Jazz Seminar and concert and a little bit of jazz history in Pittsburgh and the incomparable Mary Lou Williams. And it's so great to have you here. And again, information is at music.pitt.edu/jazz-sem. All the talks and seminars begin this coming Monday, and then a week from tomorrow night, the concert, which is, as always, a who's who of jazz performers celebrating jazz in Pittsburgh. Clifton Anderson, the trombonist, Terry Lynn Carrington, the drummer, Tia Fuller on alto sax, Joe Lovano playing tenor sax, bassist and cellist and singer Esperanza Spalding, the vocal ensemble Afro Blue from Howard University, too. It's going to be a heck of a show. And Jerry Allen, head of the Jazz Studies program at Pitt, internationally renowned pianist and composer, thank you so much for being here to talk about this with our essential Pittsburgh audience.
Thank you.
That was WESA Jazz host Bob Studebaker speaking with Jerry Allen, director of the Jazz Studies program at the University of Pittsburgh, about the 44th annual Jazz Seminar and Concert taking place next week. Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of the program or would like to hear a past segment, go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.